For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. President Xi Jinping says China is ready to explore ways to facilitate bilateral trade and investment with Turkey. During a meeting with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Xi Jinping called for strengthened strategic communication with Turkey. The Chinese president suggested expanding the use of each other's currencies to facilitate bilateral trade and investment. Xi Jinping also says security cooperation between the two countries should be deepened. The meeting was held hours after the Chinese president's arrival in Turkey's Mediterranean coastal city of Antalya, where he will attend the G20 summit. Paris prosecutor François Molin says that it appears three teams of extremists coordinated the attacks in the French capital on Friday night. The attacks have so far killed 129 people and wounded 352. The number is likely to rise as nearly 100 of the injured are in a critical condition. Among the 129 victims, 89 were killed during the shooting and hostage-taking in the Bataclan theatre. Meanwhile, French officials are saying a person of interest who had hired one of the cars used in the attacks was stopped along with two others at the Belgian border. In addition, one of the terrorists has been identified as coming from a Paris suburb, while another had a Syrian passport. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attacks that also targeted restaurants and a football stadium. EU leaders have pledged to stand united in the fight against terrorism hours after the Paris attacks claimed by the Islamic State. In a joint statement, the leaders of 28 EU member states and EU institutions, namely the European Council, the European Commission and the European Parliament, vowed to face the terrorism threat with all necessary means and ruthless determination. They said everything that can be done at the European level to make France safe will be done, noting that it is an attack against us all. The EU leaders have decided to observe 1 minute of silence in memory of the victims across the EU countries at noon on Monday. The death toll from a landslide in East China has risen to 21, with 16 people still missing. Only one person has been rescued so far and is now being treated in hospital. Torrents of mud and rocks buried 27 homes and flooded 21 houses after the landslide hit a village in Lishui City in Zhejiang Province on Friday night. More than 2,300 people have been helping with the rescue effort. Lishui has reported heavy rain over the past 2 days. Smog will continue to shroud northern China for the next 48 hours. The National Meteorological Centre has maintained its yellow alert for smog for a sixth consecutive day as of Sunday, saying a cold front will disperse the pollution in about 2 days. The smog will affect Beijing and Tianjin, as well as the provinces of Hebei, Shanxi, Henan, Shandong, Jiangsu, Anhui and Liaoning. At the same time, heavy rainfall is expected to continue in parts of southern China. Snow is expected in parts of Xinjiang, Inner Mongolia and Jilin province on Sunday. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria has called for an immediate ceasefire in Syria. Stefan de Mistura says the appeal aims to coincide with the start of a political transition process there. At the same time, diplomats meeting in Vienna have agreed on a timeline for a political transition in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says an agreement for talks between Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and the opposition will start on January the 1st. Kerry has added that once an agreement on a transitional government is reached, a new constitution will be drafted within 6 months. In addition, free and fair elections will be held within 18 months. Four Turkish police officers were wounded late on Saturday in an attack by an Islamic State suicide bomber in southern Turkey. Local media reported the suicide attack happened during a police raid on a cell house of the group in Gaziantep province as police caught one insurgent attempting to flee. The police raid followed an investigation into two suicide bombings in the capital Ankara on October the 10th. The bombings left 102 people dead and hundreds injured. The Pentagon says a senior leader of the extremist group Islamic State in Libya was killed in an airstrike. The U.S. military conducted the airstrike on Friday night local time in Libya. It targeted Abu Nabil, an Iraqi national who was a long-time al-Qaeda operative and senior IS leader in Libya. The Pentagon added that Nabil's death will degrade the ability of IS to meet the group's objectives in Libya, including establishing bases in Libya and planning external attacks on the U.S. The operation was authorized and initiated prior to the attacks in Paris. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.